Welcome to Frankie B's Reggae Session. This is Frankie B in the studio, recording way up in a mile high at Postmodern Studios, Rhino, Denver, Colorado. Today, up-and-comer Michaela Simpson, also known as Coffee, will be interviewed. We'll talk about how she got her start, her fast rise to reggae stardom, and her successes and collaborations with some of Jamaica's biggest artists. Thanks to our sponsor, Savory Spice Shop at SavorySpiceShop.com for spicing up the show with flavors like Saigon Cinnamon, Jamaican Jerk, Smoked Pimento. Enter coupon code LOVEREGGAE, that's LOVEREGGAE, at checkout for 10% off to support Frankie B's Reggae Session. That's LOVEREGGAE, LOVEREGGAE, for 10% off at SavorySpiceShop.com. Hey, Coffee. Well, kind of wanted to jump right in and talk to you about this year. 2018's been a big year for you. You've had a Rebel Salute. You had Coco T introduce you as the next female sensation. That's huge. How does that make you feel?
Thank you. Makes me feel awesome, but humbled at the same time. Because on that night, Coco T basically gave me his spotlight a lot. I noticed it even after the show. In the interviews that followed.
But right now, I am another surprise guest for you. Trust me. This is a 17-year-old from Spanish Town. Female. And I tell you, it's the next Jamaica female sensation. Her name is Coffee. Me name Coco and she name Coffee. Step up, Coffee, come show the barber.
It's a great feeling because Coco T is a legend in the music industry, especially in reggae, which is what I'm doing now, and I feel good about it.
Seriously, and it is legendary. It's not the only time either that you've had some sort of legendary artist in the reggae industry kind of give you their stamp of approval, kind of saying you are wonderful at what you do. You also had Chronix when you guys were on BBC One Extra at Tuff Gong Studios. He really kind of stepped aside and wanted to showcase your talents. That's huge.
That's definitely huge.
Chronix alongside the original Coffee. No take no time from nobody. Peace. Ragamuffin reggae beat. Dance all on the street. Can't stall nor defeat. 2030, we still a do it. Every stage show, we still a keep. Every big song, they pa repeat. Them a respond in a them feet. Them a clap hands, skin all them teeth. Me get them heart attack in a my altar back. Enough style, we have them can't alter that. Me start a track and then me start attack. So what am I gonna do right after that? Me only spit lyrics, not really talk a lot. And no touchdown like quarterback farm account. All the money, give me half of that. Me could do it for the hype, but me rather not. It give me joy for right, right on beat. Lay down like white light on street. Music sweet, I just like one treat. Drop it hotter than island heat. Yeah, me with the island floor. It could have been digital, I don't know. Hear some people say I don't grow. Tell them on car time goes so. Me kick it like a balatelli. Hear some me look better pan a telly. Give me the world and me yaga shelly. That I'm a dream, but it's an anelli. Give me the ready, my chop it a chop. When me finish, if it a tit a drop. No, some voice have a proper pan that. But my name sit down a flash and attack. Ah, the reggae music. Causing the commotion. When the music hit me, coming like a potion. Boy. Have a style, them smoother than a lotion, oh boy. Everybody got the keys, but me have it with my seat. Give Caesar what for Caesar, give the youths them a feature. What a go on a Jamaica, parliament run the paper. Forget the youths them the cater, that's why the country not safe. I'm here so the guns them pile out here. Here none of much make a smile out here. Here said the youths them a while out here. Money can't run for a mile out here. Here said the government vile out here. Get out here, young vanilla out here. Youths attending a last mile out here. That's why them send for a child out here. Me humble enough, but me hype on the beat. Look out for coffee, me life on the street. Me have 5 feet, but me sharp like teeth. Coffee, me name, so me born with heat. Me take the heat, I'm a melt to the ice. In a politician, I'll pay them sad fair price. Giving I'll march out, not like playing rice. Give it any politician when I play. Now, the reggae music. Cause in the commotion, when the music hit me, coming like a potion, boy. Alright. Hey, me up the waves, the first cooking at the ocean. Cafe, have a style, them. So that I'm not lotion, boy. a shot like a matic. Traffic a block when we at it. We not soft like Natisse, so ask them know what the issue. The reggae music, cause in the commotion, when the music hit me, hit me like a potion, boy. Cafe have a style, them smoother than a lotion, boy. One da da ding, muffin pop and cranny, comfy bus it up again. They are with Mrs. Trina and coffee. She is the real empress, like empress men. And in my kitchen, there's no chicken. I strictly vegetable when they're not spicing in the kitchen. Want to say in dreadlocks? Well, I am more than an anti-dread, and more than that, I am a Rasta man, and that's a fact. And all who come a talk and me say, all who come a chat, tell them I'm a Rasta man, and that's a fact. When them say I'm an, I ain't no actor, but I am strictly a musical doctor, and them a call me the rhythm contractor. Easy zinc fence, can know see large and in charge from long time. When I say, big respect to the one called Coffee. Them can't take rest off the Coffee, nor Poppy. Show, not day, you know. Anyway, me go, me just a rocket and a flow.
How did this kind of all start?
Okay, well, I was attending the Arden High School, where my now manager was a music teacher there, and he discovered me through a talent competition that he had put on, and he had decided that we should do some work music-wise, because he is actually the manager of Adaze, a five-girl band in Jamaica, reggae band. As well, so they have been around for a while, so he kind of knows about the music industry. So he decided that he wanted to do some work with me in August exactly, and we were having a conversation and we're talking about heroes, and it so happened that Usain Bolt came up in the conversation, and I decided, based on my manager's influence, I decided that I would write a tribute to Usain Bolt for being a legend, and it's titled Legend. And Usain Bolt reposted that in August of 2017 and on Instagram, and it got me a lot of followers and a lot of attention. And from that, I got a rhythm from Upsetta Records, which is what I did Burning On. And then that was my first single, and then that kind of made my career take off again. And then I did Ragamuffin right after that with Frankie Music, and it's just been, you know, upwards ever since. I'm just putting in more work now. I have a single coming up with Wallacy Fire titled Throne.
Come with the fire, the city burning. Don't we just turn it up higher and keep it burning. It's a burn like a tire, me have a burning sun. And if my try for retire, me leave them yearning. None can out my flame. No, he can't quench, can't cool, can't tame. Since the devil no like it himself, it turn it. Coffee on the street, I'm tapping at the heat. Jeans, pants and Crocs, no socks, they on me feet. Knapsack with me a beat, well pack up on the need. Stay woke, no sleep, me no little book keep. Money for me mind, but me never have a kind. Now cause me just a hustle for the pretty dollar sign. I never know fun time, life rough sometime. But me know me and me mommy happy, see the sunshine, that's why me
come with the fire, the city burning. Don't me just a turn it up higher and keep it burning. It's a burn like a tire, me have a burning sun. And if my try for retire, me leave them yearning. None can out my flame. No, he can't quench, can't cool, can't tame. Since the devil no like it himself, he turn it down. So me just give him the fire and make it burning.
What become a Peter? Mommy say be doctor, granny say be preacher. Muffy be a rasta, daddy say be neater. Peter never like that, so him take the streets. Everybody born with a talent to fi feature. Blessings in abundance, so we fi cherish each other. Never be ungrateful, life is such a teacher. Coffee pan upset a track, see me bring the heat, yeah.
Come with the fire, the city burning. Don't me just a turn it up higher and keep it burning. It's a burn like a tire, me have a burning sun. And if my try for retire, me leave.
Caribbean sound. Anytime he come round, a madness funny compound. Man a ton, fool a ton, clown. But Jah Jah cover my journey, I beg you guide it. And any trouble me see, help me avoid it. Me no say anything, me nigga will provide it. Anyway, still what a dime, lead me beside it. Come with the fire, the city burning. Don't me just a turn it up fire and keep it burning. It a burn like a tire, me have a burning sun. And if me try for retire, me leave them yearning. None can out my flame. No, he can't quench, can't cool, can't tame.
And again, you've worked with Upsetter Records, Frankie Music, and now Walshy Fire, Major Lazer. Yes. That's huge.
I actually have a mixtape coming up with Major Lazer and a whole for early 2018.
Awesome. So The Ouija Rhythm came out through Upsetter Records, and so that was your first single. It wasn't Ragamuffin.
It was Burning,
yeah.
Burning.
And there's such good tracks. The lyrics are good. You really kind of get a hold of whatever rhythm's under there. You really kind of get a hold of it. And you really match up well with your lyrics. Are you writing all your lyrics?
Yes, I definitely do. That's why I say I'm actively working on it. So I write all my lyrics with either rhythms that I get. Sometimes I write them without rhythms and then put them on rhythms.
So you've had major success with Ragamuffin. You've had really good success with Burning as well. Is this just crazy to you that, like, this is ramped up so quick?
Yes, this most definitely is just the blessings of God, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's no other way to explain it for me.
Well, it's a lot of talent. It's a lot of passion, and you seem to have it. So tell me, from 2016 to 2018, how's your life changed?
You mean 2017, because in 2016 I was still in school, I wasn't doing music.
So
my career literally started in August 2017. Like,
that's when the talent competition happened.
Yeah.
And that's when the Usain Bolt...
The talent competition happened in about June.
Okay.
In about June. Yeah, and then my manager actually decided to start working with me, because the talent competition was a part of the school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was something put on at the school, so it wasn't like a big program, just a little school fun activity. And then my manager decided to officially start working with me with music in August. So that's when my career literally just started, because I used to write a little bit here and there before that, but I literally just started in the industry in August.
We might not be picture perfect, but to help we get ready for the camera. From the dark comes the light, lightning bolt never less than strike. Heights by great men reached and kept, some know you never sleep in the night. In Beijing when you got that one, me said the stadium stand up when you run. And when the times get quicker and it start unfold, you said the sky is no limit, go beyond that, some know you're a legend. You're a legend. You're a legend. You're a legend. Miss Lou set the pace for culture for mommy generation. Marcus Garvey and Bob Marley preach freedom in a speech and song. Me coulda watch a video and try, but me nah see them with me on two eye. But me know Saint Leo are the hero for me era, and that's why me tell you, say you nah need no medal. With a heart of gold, you stay humble in your glory. And if the times get slower or you start get old, me still remember your story. You're a legend. You're a legend. You're a legend. You're a legend.
So in less than 12 months, how has your life changed? What's a day like before and what's a day like now?
The day isn't much different. different except for the fact that I'm putting in work. So sometimes I have shows, gigs, interviews like this one, and I have writing to do, studio time, stuff like that. So I have music work to do now that I didn't have to do before.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it's been an inspiring journey for me, looking at myself inspiring others, because I see that my message is reaching like even across the world, and I feel very good about that. So that inspires me too. It drives me to write and to want to bless people more, like, you know, with my musical talent.
Absolutely. Not only that, it's opening doors for you at this point. Like, you've
definitely,
and you've been nominated for Breakthrough Act of the Year through the Jamaican Reggae Industry Association as well. I mean,
yes.
What an honor. I mean,
definitely.
Yeah. So since these doors are opening, are there any collaborations you're hoping for? What would be your dream collaboration?
My dream collaboration has basically almost been arranged. But my dream collaboration isn't like one person. My favorite reggae artists currently are Chronix and Protégé.
Absolutely.
And I've already kind of formed a relationship with them on the terms of music. And we, you know, we talk about music and discuss my journey, their journey, and stuff like that. So it's looking good for collaborations on my part. For my favorites and stuff.
And it's a Protégé, eh?
Yeah.
Chronix, how where you say, eh?
Yeah. Sunshine, rivers, and trees. Release.
When me see Jah, me see a way. Drastically stray from hypocrisy, I say, hey. Every man to them own a philosophy. I live the proper way and then me read a chapter daily. Man, they in a city hungry and no eat. And food they down a country, just a drop off of the tree, them. You see, say poverty no real, then. Is what the reason revealing.
To my friends and foes, and I suppose I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. I provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers, and trees. Green leaves, yeah.
When the rain pits up at the roof, herb just a steam pepper pot on the stew. Life is a dream if you got gratitude. So go tell the regime them can't stop what we do now. Information you think on your own, or else you're a slave to the things that you know. What do you know if you learn every day? So be careful of things where you say.
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? I just go where the shaping blows, sending love to my friends and foes.
Hello.
And I suppose.
Hello.
I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies.
Oh,
I provide all my wants and needs. Sunshine, rivers, and trees. Green leaves.
Africa in our soul, but a Jah in our heart. It is of importance for I and I gather. If we cannot show now a balance that we had, how do we propose then to carry it abroad? Then I go to Ethiopia and you not have a plan. The building of a nation and a helper on. Every one a lover, one a man is just a man. It shall be a coronation when we land, land, land.
Who knows? Who knows, who knows? I just go where the trapping blows,
yeah,
sending love to my friends and foes.
Hello.
And I suppose,
hello.
I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies.
Oh,
I provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers, and trees. Green leaves, well.
And I say we just
who knows.
Provide
That's amazing. And it's there's a lot of mutual respect there from both Chronix and Protégé to you. And they've gone out on social media and in the public and talking about what an amazing artist you are and how excited they are to work with you. I mean, have you seen this stuff?
I feel the same way. I feel the same way even more, too. Because they're legends, basically, to me, you know?
Yeah, and here's part of it, is that you really seem comfortable on the stage. I mean, Rebel Salute, you just seem so comfortable. Like, you roll with it. Is that how it feels? Is there nerves up there? Are you...
I'm quite comfortable on stage most times these days, you know. But actually, at Rebel Salute, I left my nerves backstage, like, right before I went on the stage because I was pacing back and forth. I was trying to keep warm at the same time, but I was feeling nervous as well, so I was trying to keep calm. But as soon as I went on the stage, like, it disappeared. I think I kind of used up some of my energy by pacing back and forth, so it was just an amazing feeling for me. I felt like I was walking on clouds, though, but I wasn't nervous.
You seem like a natural. This seems like something that's just, it was meant to be. So,
you know, funny enough, like, whenever I had, like, class projects and stuff, when there was ever an option to, like, write a song or a poem, I was always the one doing that. And so I would perform my poems and songs for, like, education, like, school-related stuff in front of the class. And that, I think it kind of started from there.
You're from Spanish Town, right?
Yes, I am.
And you just turned 18, so happy you're strong.
Thank you.
Absolutely. What was your upbringing like? Was there a lot of music in your life, or did you find music, or did music find you?
I think it found me. But honestly, I grew up in the church, in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And I don't know if you know, but that denomination is known for singing and music and stuff like that. So I kind of grew up. I was born in music, I could say, because I would be at church every week, or every Sabbath and stuff. And then from there, my passion grew. And I started exploring other genres from gospel and stuff like that. But when I reached high school and, like, started going in on music, I started exploring SoundCloud first. So I have trap, should I say influence? I have some trap influence. And then when I started going in on reggae, I started with Protégé first. So that's like a summary of my musical journey.
That's fantastic. Well, we wish you the best, and we are excited to see what's coming. We're excited with all the shows you're doing. We know you've been to the States a little bit, right? You've been to Miami for a show?
No, I didn't have a show. I just went there to just... It was actually just a vacation, you know.
It was a vacation? Oh, good.
Yeah, and I decided to... It was a short vacation, a few days, and I decided to do a photo shoot. There, seize the opportunity and the photo shoot. But actually went there and found out that Worshipfire was there. So we decided to meet up with him just to chill and stuff. And Coco T happened to be there. So that's how we met.
That's how we met.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you're still getting vacations out there and fitting that in there. Make sure that you're enjoying life, too. And I hope that work continues to be happiness for you. I hope that that all equates for you.
Thank you.
And we're just looking forward to everything that you have going. If you do come on tour, make sure you stop in Denver, Colorado, and stop by the studios, and let's talk in person.
Definitely. All right. Respect. Blessings.
Well, blessed love. Have a very good day and good evening, and take care of yourself.
You're welcome. Same to you. Thank you.
Just born a big yard skunk, selector of the dancehall Irie. I'm me under me jam jam roots rhyme. I'm feeling so fine. I'm marijuana time. I'm feeling
ablaze and the whole community is nice. My gosh, me hear a shot bus, but that is legal gun salute. My you don't run a medical marijuana. Hey, where them a smoke on the corner, stand up and rock the blues.
Rock it.
Don't get confused. A marijuana time. I'm feeling so high. My marijuana style. Marijuana time. To the soul of
Jamaican style.
In a Jamaican style.
Jamaican style. Boy.
Another episode of Frankie B's Reggae Session is in the books. Thanks to Coffee for joining us. Thanks to NPR Consulting and, of course, Postmodern Company for the studio work. But most importantly, thanks to you for listening and spreading the word on all things reggae. For now, Frankie B, signing off. See you next week.